5 years ago, India had 5 million mobile phone users. That number has now exploded to 105 million, and the frantic growth shows no signs of slowing down. But many new mobile phone subscribers no longer come from the booming towns and cities. As growth in urban areas begins to plateau, mobile operators are eyeing the next big market, the vast rural areas where 70% of India's more than 1 billion people live. Over the next year, telecom operators plan to spend billions of dollars to expand coverage to the sprawling countryside by rolling out the towers and base stations needed for wireless phone networks. The new investments are expected to enhance wireless coverage in the countryside from just 30% at present to 85% next year. Naveen Chopra is head of marketing at one of India's largest mobile operators, Hutchinson SR. He says the response from rural consumers has been extremely encouraging.
It's quite heartening to see that whenever we do put up what is called a base station or a tower in a small village or a hamlet, the number of people who actually want to go mobile right up front within 2 or 3 months is quite a large number. The urge to go mobile is almost universal. It's only the question of do people have the means to do it.
Telecommunication companies are trying to ensure affordability for low-income consumers. They hope that low calling rates and cheap handsets will create a mobile phone revolution in rural areas as they did in the cities. India has the lowest calling rates in the world, about 2 cents a minute. The huge market for handsets has also driven down the prices of phones. Nokia, which has the largest market share in India, now sells a basic handset for $44. Motorola plans to launch a mobile phone for under $30 in October. Chopra says the rural market will be important for both mobile operators and manufacturers.
The revenue per subscriber may be lower, but the number of subscribers that are on offer are going to be significantly more. So there will be a change in the balance to some extent.
India began liberalizing its heavily regulated telecommunications sector in the mid-1990s when telephone density was less than 2%. That figure has since climbed to around 22%, and the government's target is for 500 million subscribers, or around 50% by the end of the decade. Mobile phones are expected to account for most of the new subscriptions. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.